to. They ought to have to look forward to something. And, well, Christmas used to be that was the time you got things, and you didn't expect to get things every time you went downtown or something.
Did you get things for your birthday, too?
Yes, we always got things for our birthday. Papa always gave us a book on her birthday.
Did he? Mm-hmm. How nice. What do you call the small container that's used to hold coal near a stove?
Scuttle. Haven't seen one in 40 years. Not that long, but a long time.
What is the part of a stove that extends upward and into the wall and then...
The stove pipe, you think? Mm-hmm.
I think it's...
It is. I guess I could get... Sorry, honey.
I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Well, anyhow, maybe you got some language that you wouldn't have gotten. people up north, in Ohio, where we visit, they go in the machine. They call their car the machine. Now, that's quite common, especially it was 10, 12, 15 years ago, and probably still is today. I visited up there more a few years ago than I do now. But we all noticed they didn't say car, they said machine. Well, let's go in the machine. That seemed like car, so much simpler. But that was a difference in language in a different area.
Would you ever in conversation use the word automobile?
Hardly use it at all today, do we? We just say car all the time. He has a new car. That certainly is a pretty car. What kind of car did he have? We might speak of the automobile industry. Now, that's about the only place we... Well, I'd say an automobile dealer, but most likely we'd say a car dealer.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
A used car dealer. Mm-hmm.
All right, for the benefit of this, can we back up into... Would you tell me the portable stove that you use?
The portable thing would be a whetstone. And a grindstone is a more elaborate instrument for sharpening things. And what else would you say?
We were talking about how they were motored, how they were propelled.
Oh, and sometimes they had a little treadle thing on them that you could do with your foot and keep both hands free to work. But sometimes you turned it with one wheel with one hand and held this thing, you're going to sharpen with the other hand.
Right. Every so often your car needs some maintenance. It needs its oil changed and it needs a lubrication, but a slang term for this would be some
needs
kind of job.
A grease job.
And if you give a car a grease job, your hands get awfully...
Greasy? Oily?
What did you burn in lights before there was electricity?
Kerosene, kerosene's a southern term. Coal oil, that has nothing. Coal oil, Mama called it. Do you ever hear anything called coal oil?
My mother calls it coal oil.
Does she?
Is it the same as kerosene?
Yeah. But now, kerosene's a southern, isn't it?
I don't really know.
Yes, I believe coal oil was what Mama called it. And kerosene was what it was called. Here, the other way around. Now, whichever your mama, if your people...
Well, my mama's from Tennessee. That doesn't mean anything.
Well, that's close enough to Georgia to be the same.
What is a word that's used for putting a boat in the water? Sometimes you use it...
A big boat to launch a boat.
All right. Would you name some different kinds of boats that you think of?
Well, we used to speak of a bateau. Is that my phone?
Yes. Again. If you were carrying garden supplies around and you didn't have a garden cart, you might put them in a...
Wheelbarrow.
If someone asked you if you were going downtown, you might say, yes, I...
am going.
And if you wanted to say that you and your sister...
I went yesterday.
No.
Oh, pardon me.
You're jumping the gun on me.
Jumping the gun.
If you wanted to say that you and your sister were going, you might say, we.
We went.
Present.
We are going.
If you were... a little bit concerned, say you come from a big family and your mother was cooking dinner, maybe frying chicken, and there were not, you didn't think there were quite enough pieces to go around, you might ask your mother if you were going to get some, if it was going to be enough for you, and you might say, Mama,
will there be any for me? Will there be any left? Will there be enough to go around?
Now, if you were handing your child his clothes in the morning, and you wanted just to say something as you handed them to him, you might say, here, your clothes. Here's something, your clothes.